what do you think? What do you think awaits for us as a nation, though?
I think that one thing we were struggling to retain was a sense of hope, a sense of faith within the system, within administration, within leadership, within the politics of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. I think we've been able to reignite the feeling of unity amongst the people, and as well as a sense of solidarity between the system and the people. So I think it marks a great new beginning, and it brings about an element of confidence.
Because we need
for the
to see past
the
excitement as well.
Yeah, true.
And begin to build.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah. I think it is important for us to recognize the things that Mndara Bob did for this great nation. We're talking off air right now that during his reign, the last 37 years, he has outlived some of the most powerful leaders on earth. If you look at America, he ruled from the time when Jimmy Carter was president, then Reagan, then Bush, the two Bushes. It also includes Clinton and Obama, and the crazy guy for, you know,
Trump.
Yeah, so do you know what I mean? But he's been consistent in trying to fight for the African child. So salutations.
And just the Pan-African regard. Message,
yes.
in his whole approach, yeah. We need to keep that. Because there are a lot of things we need to keep.
He never shifted from that. He
exactly.
Never
there are a lot of things I feel we need to keep from his great legacy. And of course, he went south at a certain point. Mm-hmm. But we need to recognize that he is a founding father.
Indeed, sir.
And we should not depart from that.
Yeah. I think some of the things started falling off when greed came into play.
True.
Yeah. Apart from that, he was a great man.
But that's a totally different conversation. Totally different conversation as well. Familiarity is what breeds contempt.
Yeah,
whenever you get familiar to a thing so much, you start taking things for granted.
Yeah.
That's why I feel as leaders should not be in office for such a long time.
Yeah. Leadership is leading from the front. And it's leading people towards a specific goal that allows for them to do the best they can in that environment. And we kind of lost it. And I hope and pray, ladies and gentlemen, my brothers, my sisters, in Zimbabwe and beyond, I hope and pray that we've learnt our lesson. We've all learnt our lesson.
Because it's always important to us.
And we'll remain true to the cause.
Yeah, it's always important to ask, how did we get here?
Get in touch with us. You know how to do that. We are on various platforms. You can send us a WhatsApp. You can send us a Facebook message. We are on Twitter. We are...
As the Zimbabwe Defense and Security Services, we pay particular tribute to all Zimbabweans for the regard and support shown to us during the execution of Operation Restore Legacy. We remain a people's force and security services, which is why uppermost on our mind is the conclusion of this war operation with the minimum inconvenience and certainly without any collateral loss of life, injury, or destruction of property. Your defense and security services will keep you informed of any new developments as they occur.
Earlier, the leader of the opposition MDCT, Morgan Tsvangirai, had indicated that his party's MPs were going to support the motion to impeach President Robert Mugabe. Mr. Tsvangirai addressed his supporters at the Africa Unity Square in Harare.
Impeachment is to the MDC to not support impeachment because it is the only process. In a civilian wise, Mugabe agwana the legal way to go. Dambuzikori ripo, arisiro kuti Mugabe aende as a person. Nyaya ripano ndeyekuti iwo vacho tiri kukamila kuti guy, and what are we going to do for the people of Zimbabwe? And isusu tirikuti isusu tirikuda process yatinobvumirana tese kuti chokutanga vamatema danda tiruda kuvaka a different Zimbabwe. Tiruda kuvaka a democratic Zimbabwe. Now a democratic Zimbabwe is not going to be built by another undemocratic process. Continuation of ZANU-PF policies and the ZANU-PF's character and culture must end.
A joint sitting of both the lower and upper houses were in the process of impeaching former President Robert Mugabe when the resignation letter was read in Parliament by the Speaker of the National Assembly, Jacob Mudenda. Rudo is next with regional and international news.
Social media outrage over a 25...
In business, Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe says there is a lot of financial indiscipline which has resulted in foreign currency from export earnings being unaccounted for. Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Deputy Director International Banking and Portfolio Management, Ernest Matiza, says local financial institutions are failing to account for 70% of foreign currency.
Out of the 4 billion, on average, if you look at it, 30% is what came to Reserve Bank of the 4 billion, which to me is not a very big figure. But see, what has surprised us where we sit is we have seen the 30% being the only maybe foreign exchange trying to, which is seen as driving the economy as well, rather than the other 70% which remains with the banks. So what we have seen is a lot of indiscipline as well in terms of utilization of that foreign exchange.
Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce Vice President Julian Mashabakure told 98.4 FM News that foreign currency shortages have resulted in companies accessing forex on the parallel market. The government has dismissed reports that it wants to reintroduce price controls on most basic commodities to stop profiteering. Industry and Commerce Minister Mike Bima says the government is, however, regularly monitoring prices in order to protect the consumers.
I've heard in some other media that government will be introducing price controls, and I would like to set the record straight that I did not speak of any price controls. Rather, government, together with the private sector, are monitoring the prices of some specific commodities of interest.
A recap of the headlines. President Robert Mugabe has resigned with immediate effect. Government says it is not reintroducing price controls on basic commodities, and FC Platinum guard against complacency heading into their final league encounter. That concludes the news roundup for tonight. But do stay tuned. We have a lot of current affairs programs coming up. My name is Shepherd Mokovere.
I'm Sean Tashirinika.
And I'm Rodolfo Luza. Our next news bulletin is at 9 o'clock.
The charges that were brought against the president, corruption issues to do with willful violation of the constitution, allowing his wife to usurp authority, accessing classified information, causing disaffection among the defense forces, a whole list of charges that were brought, that were read out by Comrade Monica Mchangwa, Senator Monica Mchangwa, this afternoon, which the president was supposed to face. First, on the business side, Mr. Chuandire, how do you sum up this? Did business view him as this person who was described by Parliament today, this person who was a violator of the constitution, this person who was allowing his wife to do this? I'm speaking because Zimbabwe was facing a lot of issues to do with accessing credit lines, business confidence in the across the region and across the world. Were you in the business, or were you the business people around the world viewing him as that person?
Yes, definitely, Nathaniel, because foreign direct investment is one key issue as far as stabilizing the cash and the trade deficit situation. So our relationship with the Bretton Woods institutions, the IMF, World Bank, were at an all-time low. Even if you look at the performance indicators, the IMF rankings and so on, we were sliding to all-time lows. Here in Manicaland, the issue of company closures caused by the hostile environment which had been created. Look at Border Timbers, Mutare Board and Paper Mills. My company SA, which used to employ a lot of Mutarians, you know, Sagu Vayang Nedangamvura. All our youths, from most of our youths from those areas, were employed in the Nyakamiti industrial areas. All those businesses were closed. And industry capacity utilization from CZI surveys had gone down to as low as 32% to 42%. Foreign currency shortages, corruption issues, all those, you know, added up, you know, to find ourselves in this situation. And the international community as well, you know, if there are no property rights, rule of law issues to do with that. And as business, we are really hoping that these things will urgently be addressed by the new dispensation.
Mr. Bere, is what has been described, was it the view that that's what Robert Mugabe was, a violator of the constitution, you know, somebody who was, you know, who was protecting corrupt people? Was it the general view of the population of this country or of the world in particular? Can you sum up him? Can we sum him up to that? Or he was at least a heroic president to some people.
I think it was not a shared view until in recent years, and until this year, because the people who supported and voted for him over the years genuinely believed in him and believed that he would take this country further, even at his age, and even when it was obvious that his leadership style was struggling. So it became a commonly held view, and it becomes almost like Bible truth that those failures apply to him. But not over the years. Over the years, there were people who genuinely believed in him and who were prepared to die for him to stay in power forever. What I think went wrong is that the focus of the country became politics. The focus between elections became the next election and to stay in power.
Yep.
And what crept into everything was corruption, high levels of corruption. A system of political patronage was what decided. If you were close to those in power, you then were given tenders. And we know people who got rich overnight, who have never worked. They've never worked, they've never sweated, but they show off with huge cars and while the people are suffering. So the hardworking ordinary Zimbabwean stopped seeing the return of their sweat. And the laws became twisted in order to entrench power.
Key has been unlocked, and now it's up to all Zimbabweans now to get together and work hard to ensure that the country moves to the next bar. And becomes part of the international community. No, Zimbabwe has a potential to be a first world because of its resources. It is very rich, both human and material resources. And all we need is leadership that will galvanize those resources for the benefit of all the people.
Well, listeners, our time is 26 minutes to 8 o'clock on Diamond FM, and this is a special edition of News and Current Affairs, and we are talking about the resignation of President Robert Mugabe as the head of state and government. My name is Nathaniel Mlambo. I'm the head of News and Current Affairs on this radio station. And of course, in the studio, I have Mr. Richard Chwandire, who is from the CZI. I also have Comrade Kenneth Ruchera, who is from the ruling ZANU-PF party, and I also have a lawyer, Mr. Tinoziva Bere. And we are discussing what has transpired today and, of course, what the future holds.
We have the stock exchange rising by 40%, yet the president is said to be under house arrest. We have had no cabinet. The president could not raise a cabinet, but the stock exchange, the stock exchange determines the success of the economy. It tumbled to 40%. It's unheard of. No violence. Nobody was killed. There's no traffic congestion, yet there are no police. When there were the police, there was traffic congestion. The military that we thought was brutal, we have now interfaced with them because it's friendly. Thanks to Comrade General Constantine Chiwenga. I can call him Comrade Chiwenga anyway. He prefers that, I think, more than the, because he's a comrade. So to me, look at how we've taught the world. This has shown our level of literacy, that we're educated people who we did not want to attack our president. We never attack our president, but we do it in a mature, civilized, democratic way, to a point where he concedes, to say, I have conceded to the will of my people. Though late, but he has.
Okay, 0731-168-045. Already questions coming in for you, Honorable. The first question. First one's good work, Mr. Mlisa ZTF. And also, I commend Mr. Mlisa yesterday on another platform. He promised that the president would go. That's tapped in Bulawayo. And then, Honorable Mlisa, who takes over now? What is the process involved? That's Maano from Westgate.
Awesome. This is my role as a legislator. You've put us to talk to you about the law, about how parliament functions. And as a national member of parliament, I have a duty to tell you what goes on. The person who takes over after the president is resigning, is the last acting president. And right now we've got one vice president. That's Honorable Vice President Pekezela Mpoko. Honorable former Vice President Mnangagwa is no longer in government, but he's been reinstated as the interim leader of ZANU-PF. And I want you to understand this and to follow me, viewers, on this. So, Honorable Vice President Poko takes over for 90 days while ZANU-PF sits down and elects their new leader at an extraordinary congress. The extraordinary congress is supposed to be December. Whether they'll push it forward, it's up to them. And then whoever they elect at that point becomes the president and first secretary of the party, who then becomes the president of the Republic of Zimbabwe and commander-in-chief. It's a ZANU-PF issue. And at times I think we attack people for saying the truth because we believe and that, you know, whatever happens must benefit us. When Honorable Chinamasa spoke about it being a ZANU-PF thing, he did not say that Zimbabweans are not part of this. But removing the president from ZANU-PF was a ZANU-PF thing where the opposition and myself are not involved. After that, we moved to the next stage where he consulted other political parties and spoke to them, and they agreed. No wonder why the move of the motion was Senator Mutwango ZANU-PF and then Honorable Maridadi MDC. So the speaker will be making an announcement according to the constitution of who the acting vice president is. And within 90 days, ZANU-PF must come up with their choice.
Okay, so now with ZANU-PF having said that it wants to get rid of Honorable Mpoko as well, if he gets recalled as well, what happens next?
Mpoko has been expelled from ZANU-PF, but not from government. He was appointed.
Can they recall him?
But you can recall him, but the constitution, he was appointed by the president. It's only the president that can recall him, or we impeach him.
Okay.
But you see, but there's only 2 to 3 weeks before the Congress. So what's the point? So you allow the Congress to happen and things are done properly. You know, one thing about ZANU-PF, it has the ability to follow the constitution if it chooses to. But it also has the ability to abrogate the constitution, like they did when former President Mugabe, it's the first time I'm saying former President Mugabe, presided over all these meetings. He did not respect the constitution, yet he's a man who always spoke about constitutionalism. He violated the country's constitution. The provincial councils are not there. These are some of the reasons why he was impeached. Because as a president, if you don't respect the constitution, then you're not respecting the will of the people. So, Honorable Pekezela Mpoko, whether you like it or not, with the interim, but from what we hear, he's not around. So that's not for us.
Okay, 0731-168-045. I've got a couple of questions to ask Honorable Mlisa, and I want you to send in your questions as well. Also send in your voice notes on the WhatsApp number 0731-168-045. We're going to take a quick break. I've got a whole bunch of questions for you. I think everybody wants to know what the guidance is in as far as this is concerned. And while everybody is reacting as they wish in as far as this is concerned, there's also the issue of what happens next. ZFM Stereo, my station, your station, the hottest radio in town.
ZFM to all you Twitter heads. Connect with CFM Stereo on twitter.com/CFM Stereo. /CFM Stereo.
The platform. Step up and speak up.
You're tuned into CFM Stereo, my station, your station, the 21st of November 2017. My name is Larry Kwederai on this special episode of The Platform on this day that President Robert Mugabe resigned as Zimbabwe's president. And in the studio, I've got Honorable Mliswa, Tema Mliswa, who is the representative of the National House of Assembly for Norton. Thank you very much for joining us and also giving us insight into what's happening behind. Because a lot of the times, on Twitter, I saw this a lot of the times, and always someone saying a source has told me, a person has told me this and so forth. But you've been on the money and on the ball as things have been happening and have been unfolding. But then the question that many will ask, right, for example, having been someone who was formerly a member of ZANU-PF, what is the legacy for you? What are the things that were positive for you that the president did, and as far as Zimbabwe is concerned?
Zimbabweans will never shy away from telling the truth. And one of the things that I need to talk about the president is, first of all, he instilled confidence in us Zimbabweans and as black people. We came from a system which was racist, oppressive, the Smith regime. He made us have confidence. And Zimbabweans are some of the most confident people in this world. They are proud to be black. The president was able to get us to bargain from a position of strength as black people. And we did bargain from a position of strength because we were educated. He was clear in creating an excellent education system, an excellent health system, an infrastructure system. If you look at from 1980 to 1985, 1990, the infrastructure that was built is awesome. But then things started declining. You see, the land reform was a positive. The indigenization was a positive. Though there was policy inconsistency by the government, which at times and at the end of the day intervened, it could have been handled better because the critical issue was foreign direct investment coming into the country. The success of your country is dependent on the exports, not the imports. So our exports bill is less than the imports bill. So we're expecting more than we're exporting. Zimbabwe was a food basket of Africa.